Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 6th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always, incredibly simple, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. And our goal, to follow the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly would be wonderful. Hopefully you can help us get it done. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, John Kasich ends campaign. He said, we realize now that Donald's the only one standing. John Kasich says, I have renewed faith that God will put me where he wants me. You know what? I'm glad Kasich referred to his faith. That's good. Will Trump pick Kasich? I pray not. No, ladies and gentlemen, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. NBC.com. And yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, it was also the National Day of Prayer, just so you know. And I tried to go to a Mexican restaurant last night. Too crowded. Had to go to eat Thai food. That was all right with me. I like Thai food, too. By the way, it was so good. All right. A president can't save America, but mothers can. Kimberly Fletcher writes an incredible article. TheBlaze.com had the details. Great article. Talking about if we want to save America, we got to do it in our own homes with our own children. And she says mothers can. I would submit mothers and fathers together can. Remember, the male-female roles are not adversarial. Rather, they're complementary. Just saying. Former BYU running back Luke Staley paying a painful price for gridiron glory. Staley's a wonderful gentleman, and he's got a lot of pain because of football. We talked about this in depth yesterday. But I bring this up because we really need to realize that we need to help children focus on the important things of life. It's kind of the good, better, best mentality in my mind. You know what? If you're good at football, that's great. If you're good at basketball, great. If you're good at sports, great. But we've somehow in America decided that for children, becoming a hopeful rock star in whatever field they excel at is good for them. And I submit to you that it's not. Anyway, Kurt brought the article forward, and I read that it was a long, long, long article. The thing is, it had so many fantastic points in it that we literally spent a whole segment on it. Because it's important to understand, what are we teaching our children? What messages are we giving to our children? And especially right after the story, where this lady, Kimberly Fletcher, writing for The Blaze, says, a president can't save America, but mothers can. And then right after that, this story, talking about former BYU running back, Luke Staley paying a painful price for gridiron glory. It's really important. Those two stories tie together incredibly well. It's amazing. About parental responsibility. About teaching your children to be humble, well-rounded, contributing Americans. Anyway, I digress. That was the first hour yesterday, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and republicbroadcasting.org. All right, yesterday was the day, National Day of Prayer. I think every day should be that. We got to really turn to our God if we want to restore America, folks. We also talked about the FDA warns that using widely prescribed anti-psychotic drugs, primarily used for depression, etc., causes uncontrollable sex and gambling urges. That's according to Reuters and Russia Today. That story just makes you sick. They say these uncontrollable urges end when users stop taking the government-approved medications. Teens on antidepressants, twice as likely to be suicidal as well. I'm telling you, folks, get your kids off the drugs. McCain says Trump may be the enemy, I guess he got caught on tape. And if Donald Trump is at the top of the ticket, it's going to be bad news for McCain. That's according to Politico. This may be the race of my life, says McCain. You know, I'm not a fan of McCain. So, you know what? Trump trounces McCain. Good news, if you ask me. McCain's a goof. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please call Target and ask them to please reverse their dangerous policy. Yeah, call Target and say, you know what? Your bathroom policy might be politically correct, but it's dangerous for our women and children. I called Target on the air yesterday. 800-440-0680. Call Target today. Tell them, please, please change your policy. Be polite, though. Don't be belligerent. Don't be rude. 1-800-440-0680. Trump wants to help U.S. business by lifting and or reducing slew of regulations. CNBC. Boy, will he get applaud from me for that. I hope Trump gets that done, because boy, does business need it. All right, we're talking about Cupertino, California. Cupertino's mayor is mad at Apple. Apple abuses us for not paying taxes, says the mayor. All right, that's interesting. Apple not paying its fair share, says the Cupertino mayor. I think Apple ought to just move to Utah then. All right, and then there was the one. Incredible article written by Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter gets last laugh for picking Donald Trump. Ann Coulter, pundit, was mocked, sneered at, laughed at when she said, the Donald. She said that back in June 2015. They all mocked her and laughed at her. Now what do they have to say for themselves, huh? All right, good for Ann Coulter. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday on Liberty Roundtable Live. Available on demand at libertyroundtable.com, republicbroadcasting.org, and also available on the Roku player. If you want to go on the Roku player, look for the LNR channel, Liberty News Radio channel. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby's with me. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. There's all kinds of news to discuss today, as always. House Speaker Paul Ryan announced that he was not yet ready to back the presumptive GOP nominee, that is Donald Trump. Paul Ryan says, just can't do it, not going to back him. Trump responds, as he always does, Kurt, fires right back in your face. Trump, I am not ready to support Speaker Ryan's agenda. So there, good. We all just go home, right?
Well, yeah, they'll need to.
Paul won't support Don. Don won't support Paul. They're done.
Yeah.
Think that's the end of it, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
Kurt, it's perfect political theater.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to compare wives. I hope not. Now, Sean Hannity inserts himself into the mix, of course, Kurt. Sean Hannity lashes out at Paul Ryan, said that he's not ready to support Paul Ryan as speaker anymore. So there, Kurt.
Well, at least in my opinion, that's a good move, at least by Trump and Sean Hannity. When you look at what Ryan has done, you know, if anything, he's part of the insider, the establishment group. Certainly. I mean, his first move was basically to just pass
to sell the Republicans down the road
like crazy. Yeah. You know, and I mean, if he wasn't part of Romney, you know, I mean, that's who Romney picked for the VP. I just hope he goes away, you know, but I doubt it.
Well, I don't know. If Trump pushed hard, Trump might actually get it done. Now, there's a gargantuan list, Kurt, of Republicans that will not support the presumptive nominee. And we're going to go into that list because I find it fascinating. And it's disappointing to me Not that I even support the Republican Party, okay? I don't care about that. What I do care about is they forced Donald Trump to sign a pledge that he would support the nominee. They pushed really, 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 really hard that every one of the candidates did that. But now when it comes down to it, they're not willing to give the same as they demanded. I have a problem with that. Do you? Let's talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station. If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
See, you've got an absolute split going on in the Republican Party. Those who have given up and say, you know what? We don't like it, but Trump is the nominee. He's followed the rules. We don't like the fallout, but there it is. There are those who say that. Then there are those who are saying, no, no matter what, we're not going to support the nominee. And that's kind of the interesting thing about this. And the battle between Paul Ryan and Trump heats up. Paul says, I won't support Trump. And Trump says, fine, I won't support you, Paul. Then Sean Hannity sides with Trump and says, I won't support you, Paul Ryan. Now the former governor, Rick Perry, endorses Trump. Now, endorse may be a little bit of a strong word, but he said, I accept who the nominee is. I don't know anybody smarter who's ran for the presidency. And I'm going to support Trump because that's the way the system works. Now, there's a huge split in the Republican Party over this. Worth focusing on. Okay, this is important to understand. Where we go from here, I don't know. But there's a lot of people like Ben Sasse who are saying we cannot support Trump and we can't support Hillary. We've got to launch a third party. But you see, Ben Sasse, you, my friend, committed to the Republican ideals. Now, I'm not a favorite of the Republican Party by any means. I think we ought to get rid of parties completely. I think the party's over. And I do support a third party candidate, if you will, or somebody else besides the, quote, chosen ones. No doubt about that. What I don't support, though, is this idea that we're going to commit Donald. We're going to push Donald by almost by force, using the media as our whipping post, to force Donald to say, yes, I will support the nominee no matter what. I won't bow out. I won't go third party. I'll live with the results of your elections. But then once Donald commits to that and then Donald actually wins, then they come back and say, oh, I know we asked that of you and demanded that of you, but we're not doing that. That doesn't work well with me. I'll give you an example to make the point. You know, I don't like the FCC. I think the Federal Communications Commission is bogus. I think it's unconstitutional. Okay, there are a bunch of thugs up there, in my opinion. They rule with a heavy hand. They tried to fine me $7,000. I had to hire an attorney to stop them. I mean, they're crazy, okay? They tried to claim that a fence went down around a tower for a radio station that I owned. The fence did go down, but I don't know if it was vandals that took it down or a windstorm. I don't know. But I got the tower fence back up as soon as I possibly could. I gave them pictures of it, etc. It wasn't worth a fine. It's great they let me know and we got it fixed. That's wonderful. But they don't have to make my life worse in the process when I did everything I could to comply. Nevertheless, I digress. I'm just telling you that even though I disagree with the FCC completely, I followed their rules to the best of my ability when I owned a radio station. I really did. Not because I think that I like their rules, but because I agreed to those rules when I bought an AM radio station in America Today. Okay? The same thing's true with this partisan politics thing. It's about integrity. If you, Paul Ryan, stand idly by and or participate in this force of Donald Trump to support the nominee, then you must do the same. Kurt, you want to chime in on this? What do you think about this idea?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how to respond, Sam. When you look at the whole Republican Democrat party's idea, you know how I feel. Basically, we ought to eliminate the whole party system. You've got the idea of the third party, you know, with the Ben Sasse deal, and then you've got these issues about the playing by the rules, you know, and the AM towers and, you know, and the different things that the different government agencies do. I'm not exactly sure what you want me to say.
I'm just wondering what you think. Do you think it's a big problem for them to be that disingenuous in your face? That, to me, is a great destruction of the party. People are like, you know what? You guys are a bunch of two-faced jerks. You demand this of Donald, and then you won't do it yourself. I'm just curious about your – does that matter to you much? People like Ben Sasse say it doesn't matter. We just can't tolerate the Donald.
It's typical, though, when it comes the big government guys, because what happens is, hey, you and I are supposed to make sure we have the fence up, you know, or in other words, our park, if we park in the wrong spot or whatever it is, we've got to, pay the price. Now, if it's Bill Clinton and he does the things he did in the White House or Hillary with all her shenanigans and stuff like that, then they're held to a different level, just like Ben Sasse, if it's the rest of us, we're, the quote Republicans, the good Americans that are supposed to support the candidate, they're supposed to fall in line, kind of like the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, is, assuming that role. And yet the others are like, not me. I just kind of hope the whole, party system completely evaporates. But, that's almost like hoping we replace the Federal Reserve with honest money and eliminate the IRS.
Now, and I agree with you completely. It's kind of like that, though, with the IRS, too. You know, I don't agree with them, but I do pay my taxes because I don't want to go to jail and I want to fight, you know, another day.
Yeah.
If we could abolish the IRS tomorrow, though, if we really had a way to get that done, I would support it in 2 seconds. But I'm not really saying that I support forcing people to be the nominee. I'm just saying when you set rules like that and then you literally demand in front of the media and everywhere and you hammer it home. You know what, Donald, you're going to support this. You're not a real Republican if you don't support that. You're going to support. And he finally says, okay, I'll support that. And then you turn right around, especially as Speaker of the House, Kurt. And you say, you know what, I won't support the nominee. I submit to you that's a credibility crisis of epic proportion on the part of the leadership. Now, there's a huge list written by Joseph Ferret and others talking about who will not be supporting Donald Trump to date. This number, this, what do they say, 98 people, Kurt?
Yeah.
It's a massive list.
Big bunch, yeah. It says, meet 98 top Republicans behind Never Trump. Now, I don't know if that's current or if it's, you know, it's a 12-hour ago story, so I just don't know if they changed their tune after the deal, but it looks like, you know, there's a big list of them.
Yeah, let's talk about a few of them, because some of them are critical. And imagine 98 insiders after you force Donald to, you know, sign the pledge, then you're just not going to do it.
Yeah, it is.
If we had the right media, Kurt, to tell this story, this would be the end of the Republican Party on its face. Americans should absolutely be livid about this. Not because we agree with their rules, not because we like the Republican Party at all, but because how dare you use the media to beat Donald Trump up to the point where he finally agrees he'll support the nominee. And then you guys take off all the gloves to try to stop him, including having candidates work together, candidates fund other candidates' campaigns. You know, as far as I understand, Cruz funded Carly Fiorina's campaign, etc. Then they get together, Kasich and Cruz together, to try to stop the Donald. They changed the rules. They played every game in the book, and he still won. And now they won't even support the nominee. It's beyond imagination, Kurt. The party should be over this.
Yep.
Right. Who's on the list?
Let's see, top to bottom, basically, you want to go?
Well, either that, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of names we don't recognize, but maybe just cover some of the highlights or whatever you think's best.
Well, it says the Hill compiled, or it says complied, but I'm sure they mean compiled. Well,
I'm sure they complied too, sir.
Yeah. a list of almost 100 Republicans who currently say they won't back Trump as the nominee. Maybe there's some website where you can click I will or I won't. But anyway, they've got these guys all figured out.
All right, Kurt will grab the list and focus on the highlights in mere seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, teaming up with your favorite hard-hitting talk radio station. Thanks for being along. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. Remember, libertynewsradio.com. Would you please? libertynewsradio.com.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Over the past 2 years, the estimated number of search terms used by the NSA and CIA that involve a known U.S. person have doubled, reports The Intercept. Those searches, which are conducted under Section 702 of the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, focus on communications with a targeted party overseas. This includes not only telephone calls, but digital communications conducted through Google and social media sites like Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Millions of searches are recorded in what is called the 702 database. The figures cited by The Intercept do not include searches conducted by the FBI, which was recently given permission by a federal court to run any number of searches it wants on that database, not only for national security probes, but also to hunt for evidence of traditional crimes. Routine electronic surveillance of Americans by the government is not a novelty. Discussion of that subject filled a large section of the report filed 40 years ago last week by the investigative committee headed by the late Idaho Democratic Senator Frank Church. Prior to publication of the Church Committee report, very few Americans were aware of the existence of the National Security Agency. Disclosure of the domestic spying carried out by the NSA and CIA led to the passage of the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which created a secretive 7-judge panel to supervise such activities. Writing for the left-leaning journal In These Times, Branko Marcetic recalls that the Church Committee exposed to public view the stunningly broad scope of lawlessness and abuses by the intelligence world, which had, under successive presidents, turned its considerable powers increasingly on the American people themselves. The FBI's COINTELPRO program targeted marginal groups on the left, such as the Black Panthers and the American Indian Movement, while funding Ku Klux Klan and Neo-Nazi groups intended to discredit the dissident right. The Bureau also carried out warrantless wiretapping and interfered with the delivery of mail. In one case alone, FBI agents opened, photographed, and filed more than 215,000 pieces of mail. The Church Committee also forced into the daylight the military surveillance of domestic protest groups, maintaining files on at least 100,000 Americans, ranging from Jesse Jackson to Joan Baez and Arlo Guthrie, Marcetic observes, and the FBI's custodial detention list, a roster begun by Director J. Edgar Hoover in the early 1950s, of foreigners and citizens subject to summary detention in the event war broke out. Despite promises of reform, all of those initiatives survived and were modernized and have been radically expanded since 9/11. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
You know, in the Bible, Kurt, we read in the last days there'll be truce breakers, lovers of themselves, and we're seeing that big time. You know, you force this guy to sign this thing saying you'll be true to the party, which I don't think he should have ever signed. That I don't think he should have ever been demanded of Donald Trump or anybody else in the first place. People should be free to vote their consciences. Nevertheless, they hold him to that, and then they turn on him the same way. It's amazing. 98 people, according to WorldNet Daily and Joseph Farah, inside Republicans. Some would call them patriot heroes. Others, like me, would call them losers for this. They're just bogus, Kurt. They're just dishonest. They're just immoral. All right, who's on the list, Kurt? It's all in alphabetical order, huh?
Yeah, you've got, or as some would say, ABC order. But anyway, you got Justin Amash from Michigan, representative number one, at least, you know, based on the alphabet.
And he won't support Trump, huh?
I think what he doesn't support is, you know, I mean, he's been known as basically
a good dude
who really wishes there wasn't a party system at all.
I agree with that, but who is Justin Amash going to support then, see?
I don't know.
Third party, is he going to support Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley?
That'd be cool if he came
amen.
Said that, but it'd be the kiss of death for the for him and the Republican.
It's only a kiss of death, though, if you support the good guys. If you just support some other thug, it's okay, right?
That's right.
It's amazing.
You got Governor Charlie Baker, Republican of Massachusetts, Brian Bartlett, former Mitt Romney aide and GOP communications strategist, Glenn Beck radio host, Michael Berry radio host, Max Boot, former foreign policy advisor to Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, Brent Bozell, Bruce Carroll, Jay Caruso from Red State, Mona Charon, senior fellow at Ethics and Public Policy Center, Linda Chavez, she's a columnist, Dean Clancy, former Freedom Works vice president, Elliot Cohen, former George W. Bush official, former Senator Norm Coleman, Republican of Minnesota, Charles C.W. Cook, anyway, he's a writer for National Review, Doug
Coon. Seems to me how all these journalists are getting involved. You know, they all tell you how, you know, we're not really involved in that, but yet when it comes down to it, there they are, right?
Yeah, Doug Coon, he's a Stay Right podcast guy. Rory Cooper, GOP strategist, managing director, Purple Strategies. Never heard of him, but anyway. Jim Kunin, former California assemblyman. Representative Carlos Curbelo, Republican of Florida. Steve Deese, radio host. Representative Bob Dold, D-O-L-D. Not D-O-L-T, like our favorite one. Anyway, Eric Erickson, writer. Mindy Finn, president, Empowered Women. David French, writer at National Review. John Gabriel, editor-in-chief, Ricochet.com. Michael Graham, radio host. Jonah Goldberg, writer. Alan Goldsmith, former staffer, House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Stephen Gutowski, writer, Washington Free Beacon, Representative Richard Hanna, Republican in New York, Jamie Brown. Anyway, I guess we're up to the H's, but I'm just looking through. I'll see if there's anybody else that.
Yeah, anybody that's important. How about like Orrin Hatch or, you know, some of those guys? Are they standing on?
You
on
Mark, you know, Levine, talk radio.
So Mark host. Levine won't support Trump, okay.
Yeah, according to this, what I want to know is, do they have some place that they go and click on, like I will or I won't?
I mean, I don't know, Kurt.
Wondering who's going through talking to all these.
Well, the Hill
putting this list together.
Got it done, right?
Yeah, but
so you got to go ask the Hill.
Did they just start calling to everybody?
Yeah, you got
to
ask them,
got
Kurt.
Former, I guess so. Former Governor George Pataki. Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, says he won't. I'm wondering how he got on the list.
Well, and now my response to all this is, you know, you ask, will I or will I not support Donald Trump? I'm not even a Republican, so I don't have to decide this partisan thing.
Yeah.
I'm not trapped by the Republican manipulated establishment, folks, so I don't have to decide. There's a lot I like about Trump. There's plenty that I don't like. I'm not supporting Trump personally. I'm supporting the Constitution Party candidate, Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley. Now, it's interesting, Kurt, while you look for the rest of those names, Roger
Governor
Stone.
Tom Ridge, Republican of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Now, is somebody putting together the list that will support Trump?
I don't know. I guess it just means everybody else is on that list. Republican Mark Sanford, remember our buddy from South Carolina that kind of went on a hike through the mountains?
Well, he just kind of dug an Argentine chick, right?
Argentina. Yeah, Ben Sass, there he is. You got Elliot Schwartz, our principal's PAC. Ben Shapiro, editor-in-chief of the Daily Wire. Ben Stein, actor and political commentator. Anyway,
good old Ben Stein. You know, in my opinion, no offense, but that seems like the who's list of nobodies, Kurt.
J.C. Watts, Republican of Oklahoma.
Who cares what J.C. Watts thinks?
George Will, writer. Governor Christine Todd Whitman, former governor, that is. Let's see. You know, I just...
Waste the time list.
The end of the list. I don't really see any big important... you know, thing about this story myself.
Well, except for their, you know, mounting, have you ever seen a Republican president who becomes the nominee where 98 plus people all get together and create a list by one of the premier, you know, the Hill's supposedly important newspaper, right, or whatever. And have you ever seen a presidential candidate become the nominee and then get that hardcore rejected where we're getting a list, we're talking about a third party, where, and that's interesting to say the least. A lot of people would say that's just proof that Trump's doing a lot of good stuff. I would say it's great political theater. I hope that's true, but I think it might be the good cop, bad cop idea. Now, Roger Stone, as you know, well-known Trump supporter, et cetera, gives a long list of reasons why a third party just won't work. He says he thinks it would take at least $10 million to even get on all 50 states' ballots, Kurt.
There you go.
Now, I don't know if he's right or wrong. I don't know how to put those numbers together, but it's the best... You know, I mean, this guy's a political insider. He's been so for, what, 40 years or something, Kurt? So I mean, he's been around for a while. He ought to know what he's talking about. How much is that a state, Kurt? If it's $10 million, just on the average, right? And you got 50 states to get on the ballot for. How much is that per state just to get on the ballot?
Yeah, that's a bunch, isn't it?
Five states per million, right? So it's 200 grand per state. Is that right? What's 200,000 times 50? 10 million?
It's quite a bit. I'd have to do the numbers, but the bottom line is it.
Yeah, just do your calculator really quick. I think it's $200,000 per state. Five states would be $1 million. 50 states would be $10 million, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, all I'm saying is $200,000 a state just to get on the ballot, Kurt. Not to campaign, not to get out the word, not to spread, you know, your ideas or explain who you are or, you know, court the voters, not to do any of that. Just to do the governmental paperwork requirements, $10 million.
Wow.
And it's just beyond imagination, if you ask me. Right?
Great point.
That, to me, is a shocking number. I don't deny that it's true because I've been a little bit involved, and I'm not saying I'm taking any credit for this, but the Constitution Party has worked hard to get on states, and I know it's expensive, and the process is very detailed and complicated. You got to file by this date, and you got to this, and you got to that, and you got to... You have a need for a lot of money and fast, says Roger Stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roger Stone reckoned... If you will, I reckon it'd take $10 million, you know. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you know, I mean, we know that politics is a very rich man's game. I mean, that's just the way it's always been, as far as I can tell. You know, and that's one of the other reasons we're totally against the whole party system, you know, is it just is not the way you. Thought of America. You know, when you grow up, you think, hey, anybody can become president. And you find out, you go, well, not really. Mm-mm.
Roger Stone reckoned it'd take $10 million minimum to get on the ballot in all 50 states. That is shocking. Hey, Kurt, did you know that Donald Trump actually supports the Patriot Act?
You know, I didn't, but I was going to say I'm not surprised. See, my main problem with the Patriot Act is the way it was labeled, the way it was named. And I think that they did that on purpose so that then people basically say, hey, if you don't support that, you're just not a patriot.
Yeah, great point. All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Hopefully we're breaking down news the networks refuse to use that is common sense and, you know, kind of makes you think. We don't care if you agree or disagree. That's not the goal. The goal is to bring it all out and let the American people dissect it, figure it out, debate it, discuss it, work on it, and come to their own conclusions. This is America, ladies and gentlemen, and this is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Third party, you say? Roger Stone reckoned it would take at least $10 million at a minimum to get on the ballot in all 50 states. That's just crazy. All right, did you know Donald Trump actually supports the Patriot Act, ladies and gentlemen? Unless he's changed his tune, he could come on Liberty Roundtable and, you know, talk about that if he wants. Kurt, you emailed me an article from Greg Karambos. Conservative icon Trump. You there, Kurt?
All right. Yeah. I just wanted to know. I didn't know if you were going to read the rest of it.
Oh, no. I was going to leave it to you. What I try to do is lead into these awesome headlines and give Kurt the lead in that's just awesome. And if he just jumps on board and carries it out, it'd just be killer transitions,
that.
You know.
You're right. But, I mean, that would be if you had a professional alongside you, you know.
I got one. He's just a little slow in the morning. That's all.
Well, you know, I just was getting ready to listen up.
Mornings aren't your thing. I understand.
The guy, Greg Karambos, writes this, and, you know, like you say, the headline reads, conservative icon Trump will have blowout election if he does this. So he gives some, basically, counsel to it. Have you read the story, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I was going to say, before you read it, what would be your counsel? But do you agree with this guy's...
to a great degree. I got a couple of things to add to it, but for the most part, okay. Yeah. What do you think, Kurt?
All right.
I think it's interesting to say the least, and I really like people breaking it down, putting analysis together, putting together ideas for solutions and things that people can do. I really like that because I believe that's constructive involvement. In other words, a lot of times when I say these guys should do this or these guys shouldn't do that, you know, in my opinion, the big, wide United States opinion of ideas, if you will, think tank. In other words, I think of America as a great think tank. And if everybody throws out all these ideas, you know, I've been known to change my mind on occasion. I know people say that's impossible, but it really happens. Kurt would tell you that. It happens once every, blue moon kind of thing. No, all I'm saying is I think this idea, it doesn't matter if I'm right or I'm wrong or somebody agrees with me or disagrees. This is a great think tank of ideas. And what I like about Greg's articles is that he actually does that, Kurt. He brings some logical common sense. I thought through this, here's what I think, and here's why, kind of stuff. And I appreciate that, even if I disagree with the commentary. In this case, I'm not sure that I disagree. I'm just saying I like that idea formulating. I like that bantering back and forth, that discussion, that open-minded, think through it all, bat it around, because that's how America comes up with the best ideas, Kurt. No other country does that like America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, anyway,
working for solutions.
Yeah, I think
so. Anyway, when you look at this guy's suggestions, of course, he says, he's going off other people's recommendations as well. And
which is perfect. That illustrates my point even further, by the way.
That's right. You know, and he suggests that, hey, number one thing he's got to do is somehow unite the party. Now, that, at least to me, well, that's a massive
thing. It's a massive undertaking. But look, Kurt, if the party was willing to obey their platform, you'd have it done.
Well, it's a great point, but you'd have only those establishment-type guys, the insider boys, who really don't play by the rules of the party platform.
Good point.
They'd be the only ones kind of left out, left out on the sideline, you know. Then he says, can the GOP come together? Then he, you know, his quote, he's quoting Mr. Viguerie, Richard Viguerie, I guess is how you say his name. The most important moves coming up here in the period between now and the Republican convention is pretty much up to Trump, he says. If Trump takes the moves to unite the Republican Party, and it's pretty much up to him to do that, I think he stands a strong chance of being elected president. We have to see if he's serious about being the leader of a united party. I simply think that that's, like I said, a big long shot.
Yeah, in the article, though, they talk about uniting the party. They say, you know what, this could be the huge thing for Trump. They call it the most important move coming up here. It could be the difference between a, quote, landslide victory or a crushing loss. I believe Trump could get literally 40% of the vote.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And or 60% of the vote. It largely depends on what Trump does. Does he unite the party, number one? And?
That's right. You know, and then he says, if he runs a good campaign and campaigns on issues that conservatives and middle America is concerned about, and he has articulated very well in his this campaign, he could have a blowout election. Now, that to me is the more important issue, and that is I guess the old phrase, you do the same thing that got you to the dance, or in other words,
that's right.
What brought you here?
You tap into that anger that the people have. They feel betrayed. Donald has tapped into that well. He's got to unite people. He's got to do one other thing that I found fascinating in this article that I do agree with, Kurt.
Yeah.
If he governs, as a principled conservative, he has the ability to set the left back 50 or maybe even 100 years here. He really has the ability to do serious damage to the progressives. And you got to first figure out who your running mate is going to be. That's so critical, they say.
Yep.
And I think they're right about that, too, Kurt. Do you agree?
Yes. And, you know, I mean, if he does the whole establishment two-step, which is, it's sad to say, but it's pretty much what I expect. I hope he doesn't do that.
Yeah, but he runs off the rails with the suggestion of Newt getting rich, Kurt.
Yeah, well, you know, at least in my opinion, those are the establishment type of guys. On the other hand, if he chooses a guy like a Ben Carson, at least somebody who's not been in there, who's not basically been a, you know, go-along kind of person, he could choose for example, Cruz is still viewed by many as an outsider, even though he's been in the Senate. He certainly wasn't a friend of McConnell's or et cetera. But the thing I worry about is that he'll end up choosing some just pick like Reagan was forced to pick when he had to pick Bush, you know, the head of the
Senate. Yeah, what would it be? Bush 53.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just joking on the numbers, but I'm making the point that, you know, come on.
Yeah, that's what I see as what they typically will do. And, the sad thing, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, for example, that behind the scenes, there may be people who simply approach him and say, look, we know about your children and grandchildren. We know where they are. If you don't choose this guy who we're offering you as a VP, then, you know, these people will just come to a sad end of, you know, they'll have accidents, if you will. And right. I wish it weren't the case, but I think it would take a very strong individual to say, well, you know, I mean.
Hey, Kurt, we've had a lot of twists and turns in this campaign. You might call it an unconventional campaign. Is that how they would put it?
Yeah.
For Donald Trump? Just kind of, you know.
Yeah, I guess you could call it.
So what if we go completely out of the box and say, what if Donald picks Hillary?
Well.
He would say, look, I've got the former president as the first lady for my advice. We're going gender neutral here, you know. Got the former president as the first lady to help me out. I got Hillary that's got all kinds of international experience and senatorial experience and everything else. I'm going to pick Hillary, and we just don't even need election this time, folks. Why don't we just sew it up right here, call it good. We'll take over January 20, 2017. We're good to go. What if Donald picks Hillary? Now you'd say, Sam, well, that's not even possible. They're not in the same party. Don't you know that, you idiot? No, I get it, but if we're talking unconventional, why do we even need an election, Kurt? Everybody's already decided that Trump and Hillary are the people. Why battle it out? They're friends. Why assassinate each other's families and characters and everything else? Why not just make a deal? And then Hillary could be president after 8 years, Kurt.
Well, or they could even switch, you know. I'll take this month, you take next month. I mean,
good
if
point.
We're talking unconventional, I mean, hey, you know, they could do all that stuff. But wouldn't it be cool if they just said, look, based on, we'll watch, and based on the number of votes, we'll, you know, let everybody who, you know, runs for president be able to participate. And then you could even, you know, include the Constitution Party and, you know, the different ones. Because, of course, we want to, you know, listen to everybody, right? You know?
Yeah. Now, I know people would say, Sam, that's just absurd. Trump pick Hillary. They don't even agree on anything, Sam. My response is they agree on a whole lot more than you think. Politically, they've got different positions staked out big time.
Yeah.
But I thought that's what the Democrats and the Republicans had forever a long time ago. Now I realize that that's just the platforms and the stated for you and I to consume so we stay on the reservation idea. The truth is, behind the scenes, they pretty much all agree anyway.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, Trump and Hillary have hung out. I mean, they're both hanging out in New York. They're both hanging out in D.C. They're both very, I mean, they're friends, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
They even have the same address for some of their business business dealings, right? What if Trump just picked Hillary? We don't even need an election this year, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'd like that. I'd go ahead and go golfing whenever I wanted and everything. Me and Chelsea come up there with the grandkids. It'll be phenomenal. See, it worked out all right. People, Bill's one of the most well-known, liked presidents ever. Not that I think it's true, but that's what they say the American people believe, right? And just imagine if Bill was the first lady. He'd fix school lunches. I'm telling you right now. Bill would fix school lunches, wouldn't he?
What a guy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being alongside with the ride. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.